Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, Henry Lake back with you, hanging out until 6 again today. Thankful for this beautiful weather. And thankful for all the people out there listening to us here on News Talk 830 WCCO, hanging out with David Josephson here until 6. And I do want to start the show off with a little bit of caution to people out there. And also just the fact that I don't want to come across a certain way. Okay? And the certain way that I don't want to come across is, because you guys know this, I have talked about how I love it hot. Give it to me. I like it hot, hot, hot. You talk about temperatures, and we discussed it yesterday. Perfect day to me is 82. If it gets into the 90s, which it is, I love it. I'll take it. But the thing that I will say about that, though, is be cautious of the heat. It's easy for me to say to all of you, okay, that are listening to our fine station, it's a beautiful day. It's all good. Get out there in the heat. Bring it on. Right now, I'm not outside. I don't work outside. I work indoors. I am in the WCCO studios with David Josephson, and we are sitting here in air conditioning, okay? So I acknowledge that. I am not one of the individuals that's outside working on the hotel across the street in the humidity, okay? So knowing all of that, please be cautious. Make sure that you're hydrated and be just kind of aware of any symptoms of fatigue and just overexhaustion. Because as much as I'm sitting here talking about I love it hot, I love going and running around the lakes and stuff like that, whatever, I don't have to work in this stuff, DJ. Like, we're just hanging out right here. Look, you got a baseball cap on. I got a baseball cap on. We're comfortable. But there are people that actually have to work in this stuff. Well, no, they just can't get away from the heat. Like, it's a part of what they have to be a part of.
Yeah, it's funny. I think sometimes in Minnesota, complaining about the weather, whether it's too hot or too cold or too whatever, is kind of a hobby or an occupation for us as Minnesotans. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, most of us complain about the weather, but what? You're outside for 5 minutes a day if you want to be, because you're, you know, home and car and work and everything is very comfortable any time of year. But there are people, like you said, that do not have air conditioning or have to be out in the heat or don't have a proper way to escape. And for those people, whether it's heat like today or cold or other elements, it's a serious and dangerous thing.
I mean, think about the people that have to work when it's below zero. Like, I couldn't even imagine that. They have to work outdoors in that super, super cold. And I know that people say, well, they can layer up and they can do this and they can do. Still not comfortable for them to do. So I acknowledge that as much as I love the heat. And I tell you, I really started to think more and more about this going back to a year ago. My aunt, my father's older sister, she passed away. Okay. She lived in, it's funny that you have that hat on. She lived in Wichita, Kansas. Okay. But is buried in Newport, Arkansas. And so we're out in the cemetery because she's about to be, you know, we're having the services and she's getting buried that day. And it was really, really hot. And I'll never forget that day because there was an elderly lady that worked for the funeral home that, man, it was almost like she started having a heat stroke. And she collapsed. We're trying to run around and get her water, try to get her cooled off. Eventually, you know, she came to. But it was a very, very scary situation because here we are mourning our loved one, right, that's no longer with us. And this woman in front of me, DJ, I was scared that she was going to die right in front of me. It was extremely scary. And so, like, she literally, as she started to collapse, I caught her falling. And then another one of my cousins kind of held her other side. And so we kind of lowered her to the ground. And then people started getting her water and started, you know, grabbed a rag to put her on her head and stuff like that. And it was really, really hot on a day like today.
Yeah, yeah.
So that really put things in perspective. I'm like, here I am talking about how, you know, it's awesome to be out here in the hot. I can run around there. I can go get some ice cream from Sebastian Joe's and it's all good. A lot of people, they can't escape the heat. And like you said, you know, think about the elderly people, the people that don't have AC. I talk about cracking open a window. Well, I can do that. Or I can turn on the AC. Everybody does not have the same luxury that I have.
Yeah, that's right. And I took advantage of the weather. I went for a bike ride today. And yeah, it was hot and sticky and sweaty and everything. But I then go into my air-conditioned house and take a shower and come to work where it's air-conditioned. And, oh, driving my car that's air-conditioned. So, you know, I was outside for 45 minutes and that's it today. Yep. So that's a privilege and not everybody is afforded that.
Yep. All right. It's a Twins Ticket Tuesday. So stay tuned for your chance to win a 4-pack of Twins tickets. And we got a couple of guests on the show. The first guest, well, you guys know the name. He's on the show. He's a regular, Tim Lammers. We'll talk to Tim Lammers. He's got some more movie reviews, some streaming reviews. That's coming up next year. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jor.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies. From DirectConversations.com, it's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
How does she convince everyone that she's good?
Good is not a thing you are, Kamala. It is a thing you do.
What does it feel like?
Like an idea come to life. Everything's changing really fast.
If you save one life, you save the world.
All right, welcome back. News Talk 830 WCCO. It's time for Tim Lammers' streaming reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And now it's time for me to chat again with Tim Lammers. Tim, it's been a while, man. How you doing?
It's been a while, Henry. Great to talk with you again. And tell you what, today's a good day to stay in the stream stuff because it's a scorcher out there.
It is a scorcher, man. I like a scorcher, but you're right. Like, if people don't like the oppressive heat, they can stay indoors, they can stream some movies. And that first clip was from a Disney Plus movie called Miss Marvel.
Yeah, it's actually a 6-part series.
Okay.
It's Miss Marvel. It's the 7th Disney streaming series that Marvel has this great arrangement with them, obviously. And what I really like about it, Henry, is the fact that we're diving deep into the Marvel library now. I mean, we've seen so many Thors and Captain Americas and Iron Man and all them. You know, so now we get a character like Ms. Marvel, you know, which a lot of people might not be familiar with, but it's still a great story. In this case, it's a 16-year-old Pakistani-American girl, Kamala Khan. She's a pop culture geek, a superhero geek. She has a particular affinity for Captain Marvel. She's this outcast, but all of that changes when she gains her own superpowers. So I really love this series so far. It feels a lot like the tone of Spider-Man, the new Tom Holland ones in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Spider-Man is always about Peter Parker, that, you know, science geek who never fit in and all of a sudden he got superpowers. I think that this might be one of the most creative Marvel series or films yet. I mean, we're talking almost 30 projects that those people have done. So that's great to see that creativity is there after, you know, putting out so many films and TV shows.
Do you marvel? at how Disney is able to pull all of this off in terms of the creation of the new series and all the different characters?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, look, you know, it's the hope of every new show that you're going to see something different, something original. And the interesting thing about Marvel is that it's called the Marvel Cinematic Universe, even though some of it is on television. And it's because it's this one big sprawling story that is connected in some sort of way. So it always has you looking forward to seeing how Ms. Marvel will fit in to the Marvel Cinematic Universe eventually. Now, this is her origin story, so we get to know her first. But again, I like the way that it appears, anyway, that Marvel and Disney are giving these artists, these directors, these writers, the opportunity to express themselves in different sorts of ways, you know, and allow a story to breathe like they do with six episodes. I mean, with a movie, you know, you got a lot to squeeze into a two-hour frame. But here, you know, you really get to know the characters more and everything. So it's not all about the cool special effects. Believe me, they're cool, Henry, especially in this show. But you also get to know about the people and the cultures. And, you know, I mean, they're really, really, I love the way they're going with this cinematic universe after the Avengers, because, you know, everybody thought, like, well, after Endgame, where are you going to go from here? Well, believe me, there are plenty of stories and wonderful stories to be told.
Yep. Tim Lammer's Streaming Review is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Now let's hear our next clip from our next movie.
You can't be in the draft if you're over 22.
Yes, I'm 22 years old.
Who's this?
It's my son.
How old is he?
He's 10 years old.
Okay.
Miss Philly thing. There's room to grow there. I want to coach someday.
Do you love being away from home all the time?
Best chance the union here is with you out there.
What the hell am I still chasing this for?
So you're just gonna give up on your journey?
Been in this league for 30 years and it's like I'm nothing.
All right, that's a clip from the much talked about and discussed specifically here locally, but not just locally, but all over the country, Hustle, starring Adam Sandler, Queen Latifah, and Juancho Hernan Gomez, formerly with the Timberwolves, has now since been traded. But your thoughts on this original Netflix movie?
You know, I really love it, Henry, and I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see it.
Not yet.
You got to see it. And if you don't, Henry, I'm never talking with you again.
No, I have to see it because my favorite player here in the state of Minnesota currently is Anthony Edwards, and I know that he is a big part of this.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, naturally, you have a lot of different NBA cameos in the thing. But this, if you haven't heard of it yet, for listeners who haven't heard of it, that's Adam Sandler. He plays a road-weary scout for the Philadelphia 76ers. He gets his break to become an assistant coach, but this opportunity is suddenly yanked away by new ownership of the team. He forces him to go back on the road to find the missing piece of the franchise, and he thinks he's found that diamond in the rough with Bo Cruz, played again by NBA star Juancho Hernan Gomez. He's a street baller in Spain, but this club owner has a grudge against Adam Sandler's character. It makes it impossible for this scout to showcase his new find, so he's got to get really creative in giving this guy a shot. So, look, I love Adam Sandler, and the interesting thing is, Henry, I really don't follow the NBA that close mm-hmm. enough to know who everybody is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But this movie had me hooked immediately.
I got so many people that have been raving about this, and they love the performances in this movie.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific, you know? I mean, especially by Juancho, you know?
Yep.
It's like a star is born, man. This guy he's got, well, obviously all the moves on the court and everything like that, but you really do believe this story is real. And that, look, a lot of people knock Adam Sandler. I've always been a fan of his. You know, you totally forget that he's that guy, you know, opera man on Saturday Night Live or whatever, you know. And he really does envelop himself in this part. So, definitely put this one on your list. And I also have to mention, Henry, in case you didn't see this when it was on theaters or streaming, there's a movie called Uncut Gems where
That was the one with him and Kevin Garnett, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin Garnett, it's a really decent supporting role. I mean, he is really central to the plot of this great movie that some people thought was going to give Adam Sandler an Oscar nomination. It didn't happen. But you know what? Again, he's a terrific actor. I am so glad that he's getting, obviously, he was one of the first actors who, you know, sought out deals with Netflix back when people thought, well, streaming, that's going to go the way of, you know, radio when that came along. You know, it's not going to, it's a fad, right? Well, no.
Adam Sandler, he's become a genius in terms of wanting to do those type of deals.
No doubt now. I mean, again, I think he was the groundbreaker. He really was. Got a great production deal with him. So obviously, they're going to let him tell the stories he wants to tell. And I'm so glad that he picked this one. Oh, man. I tell you what. And, you know, it's Adam Sandler.
Yep.
It's funny, but there's poignancy. Shed a few tears watching the thing there, Henry. So,
wow.
I mean, the movie does have it all. It really does.
That's awesome. Well, Tim, it's been a pleasure again. Tim Lammer, Streaming Reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorney, seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Always a pleasure. And by the way, you know, speaking of going to the theaters and all that stuff and watching movies, man, we got to do it again. Like we did it, but like a year ago, me, you, and Mike Bryant, we got to get into a movie theater again, man.
Hey, most definitely. If there's something you want to see, you know, just send me a note, drop me or give me a text, and we'll get it done.
We'll get it done. Tim Lammers,
right,
I appreciate
Henry, it. Great to talk with you.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. That's Tim Lammers joining us here, News Talk 830 WCCO. Coming up next, we'll check on the traffic and weather. And one thing that without a doubt, we are doing too much of as sports fans here in Minnesota. We are lamenting way too much about Andrew Wiggins. We'll get to that next year on The Good Neighbor. I know that we like to stay frustrated, upset, vent. When we talk Minnesota sports, we haven't won a Super Bowl. We haven't advanced past the first round forever with the Minnesota Timberwolves. When are we going to win a playoff series again if you're a Minnesota Twins fan? There's so much frustration out there. And I get it. I understand it. I'm a part of the crowd that gets frustrated at times. But one thing that we should not do, and we're doing it in this moment, is we got way too many people that are in their feelings about Andrew Wiggins. I know, NBA Finals, Boston Celtics facing the Golden State Warriors, and Andrew Wiggins and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and the whole crew. And the Warriors are one more victory away
from winning a championship. So that's how close it is for Andrew Wiggins to achieve the goal of winning it all. And last night, Andrew Wiggins, he had his NBA moment. People are referring to last night's victory by the Golden State Warriors 104-94 over Boston as the Wiggins game. Andrew Wiggins was awesome last night, and he's been good throughout this series. 26 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block shot. He was everywhere in 43 minutes. Awesome. Happy for Andrew Wiggins. But Minnesota sports fans, and specifically Timberwolves fans, knock it off. With the feeling as though, oh man, we traded away Andrew Wiggins. We should have held on to him. Look at D'Angelo Russell. He's not any good. Wiggins is better than we gave him credit for. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Don't let that creep into your mind. And this is why. In sports, sometimes you just need to move on from somebody. In sports, players that are underachieving need a change of scenery. We know this. And to me, what has happened with Andrew Wiggins is he has found a home and he has found a comfort level and a coach that is pushing him to be a better basketball player. He's got teammates that are pushing him to become a better basketball player. And at the end of the day, you can look at Andrew Wiggins and what he's doing with the Golden State Warriors. And you may want to try to look at our situation here in Minnesota and try to figure out, well, if we had Andrew Wiggins that you saw last night, that was not going to be that guy here in Minnesota. So don't be ticked off about that. Don't get too in your feelings about coulda, woulda, shoulda. You had to move on. You had to have the breakup. Do I think that Andrew Wiggins is a better player than D'Angelo Russell? Yes. Do I think that the trade worked out well for both teams? In a way, it worked out better for Golden State because they got a first-round draft pick out of it too. And that's the thing that kind of bugged me about the deal. But at the end of the day, don't look at Andrew Wiggins and feel like, okay, we got another Big Poppy situation. Stop! Some guys just won't. They need to go elsewhere. Like, I'll give you another example, and this is with the Wolves, unfortunately. Ricky Rubio. When did Ricky Rubio really find himself and push himself to get better? When he felt disrespected and he went to Utah. When he went to Utah, he got better. Remember the early Ricky Rubio here in Minnesota? He couldn't shoot to save his life. He couldn't. He couldn't knock down a three-point shot. He couldn't knock down a... Half the time, he couldn't knock down layups that were contested. So, I know that we're beaten down as a state when we talk about our sports teams. And it's all the sports teams, right, at this particular time. Even the Lynx are struggling. The Lynx have brought us great joy in winning championships and all of that stuff. The Twins, 87-91. But right now, we're kind of down in the dumps. The Minnesota Wild, we're still trying to recover from feeling like we should have won and advanced in the postseason this year, and they didn't do it. At the end of the day, though, don't look at Andrew Wiggins as the guy that should have stayed here and he would have blossomed into the guy that you're watching right now. That was not possible. And I'll say this about Andrew Wiggins. Okay, let me be clear on this. Andrew Wiggins is the new Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala, when Golden State won their first championship, he won MVP. And people have talked about Steph and him not winning an MVP today because it was Iguodala, and then the other two times it was Kevin Durant, right? To me, when you look at what Wiggins' role is right now with Golden State, it's what Iggy did. And let's be clear about this. You know one of the reasons why Andre Iguodala was a badass a few years ago? Do you know the reason why Andrew Wiggins looks so good right now? They have this guy named Steph Curry. who draws attention more than any other player in the NBA. He's unique. He's different. He's a Hall of Famer. Andrew Wiggins is able to be successful because of Steph. He's able to be successful because of a guy named Klay Thompson, one of the greatest shooters in the game. That's the reason why. When he was here with us, we looked at Andrew Wiggins and we said he had to be what? The top player or the second best player? Well, you know what? He's not either of those in Golden State. So he can just kind of chill in the background and go get numbers and make an impact for this team defensively and not have to worry about the spotlight. You know, the one thing, DJ, in sports is that there are certain players, they perform at a higher level when they're not in the spotlight. Right now, Andrew Wiggins is not in the spotlight. Yeah, he had a phenomenal game last night, but you know who the spotlight is always on? It's always on Steph. It's on Klay coming back from injury. You know, we even talk about, we talk more about Draymond Green struggling and his podcast than we do about Andrew Wiggins. So he's having an impact because we focus in on everything else.
Yeah, I think as you discuss this, I agree, and I think it's foolish to think, we had somebody and now they're doing well somewhere else. They would have done well. Like, that's not how the world works. And look at your own life, whether it's, you know, maybe your kid needs to go to a different school and the change of pace makes him a better student, or you need to switch jobs because the fit isn't right or whatever. And the reality is, look, all of these players in the NBA are fantastic, right? They can all jump and shoot and all these things, but sometimes it comes down to the right mix of chemistry and teamwork
and coaching
and even confidence. I mean, how much of this is a player's confidence, and is the right coach, the right scenario going to flip a switch and make
the right system?
And sometimes you can't project that stuff. And to say that, oh, we let them get away, you know, maybe we should look at our own system and coaching and see if we can improve it. But to think that that would have happened here and we gave away an asset,
it wasn't possible.
Yeah, it's foolish.
It's foolish to think that. And this is another thing about it. And I can take reaction on the text line 651-461-9226. Steve Kerr is the perfect coach for Andrew Wiggins. Steve Kerr will get in your face. He will cuss you out and he'll let you have it. And he will push you that way. When Ryan Saunders, and this is not any knock on Ryan Saunders. I love Ryan. Ryan's my guy. I've known Ryan Saunders since he was a little kid. Okay? Got him on speed dial. I could text him right now and be like, what up? Ryan Saunders is not going to garner the same type of respect as a Steve Kerr. And this is not dissing Ryan. This is just saying that Ryan was a young coach that didn't have championship cred. Not to say that at some point, because Ryan's going to get another opportunity to be a head coach in this league. And congratulations to Ryan on becoming an assistant coach with the Denver Nuggets now. But it's just different. Steve Kerr can get in the face of Andrew Wiggins because you know what? He played in a league and I got a chip. Not only do I got a championship, I got three. Ryan Saunders can't say that. He can't do that. So it's different. So I think that, yes, Steve Kerr is going to be able to pull out a little bit more and push a little bit more on Andrew Wiggins just because of who he is as Steve Kerr. Not only just winning a championship as a coach with the Golden State Warriors, he won a championship with Michael Jordan and the Bulls and hitting clutch shots. All right, coming up next, we'll get to another look at traffic and weather, and then we'll check in with Susie Jones from the WCCO Newsroom. That next year on The Good Neighbor. All right, let's check in with Susie Jones from the WCCO Newsroom. She's everywhere. Susie, you're everywhere. How are you on this hot Tuesday?
I'm good. I was out and about today.
You hydrated?
I'm hydrated. I'm happy to be here. Tell you what.
Happy to have you.
Thank you. So here's what we're working on down there in the newsroom.
Okay.
The heat, as you just mentioned. We are under an excessive heat warning.
Yep.
Until 8 o'clock tonight. That's nothing to snub your nose at. Because, you know, you can get dehydrated. You can have heat stroke. You can get into trouble pretty darn quick. The other news, talking to the National Weather Service a couple minutes ago, they talked about tomorrow morning when the cold front comes, there could be some big storms. And that's central, south central Minnesota with the southern part of the metro possibly mixed into that. So
okay,
keep heads up on that for tomorrow morning. And then another heat wave. Heat wave. Sorry.
I like it hot.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. But like I said at the start of this show, we're indoors. We're in AC right now. So it's not like I'm working out in it.
No, no. So anyway, we have to get ready for that. Next story I worked on today, a homicide, North Minneapolis.
I saw that. I saw your tweets earlier today when you were on the scene.
Thank you.
Yep.
But I must tell you, I had the most delightful, I know that sounds crazy to use that word, but I ran into Lisa Clements, who is the founder of A Mother's Love.
And
they were absolutely instrumental today in their work, because the story is this. Man and a woman, homeless, living in an RV, Girard in Plymouth. Somebody drives by, shots are fired, a bullet hits her, she dies. Her companion, the man who lived in the RV, has some mental illness. It's hot, and Lisa and A Mother's Love there to calm him down, to keep him steady. And at one point, the man ran from her to the RV to try to get a gun out of the front seat of the car.
Whoa.
To hurt himself, to kill himself, because he was so upset.
And she, and they were there, and the authorities were not there yet?
They were all there. Police were right there.
Okay.
So here's a pretty tense situation. He's going for a gun in a vehicle.
Mental health situation.
Mental health situation. And I talked to Lisa Clemens, and she said we were right there. She said they tasered him. She said there was not a knee on the neck. We were right there. They didn't push us out of the way. She said it was a shining example of cooperation, of mother's love, the community, the police, the pastors were there, the police chaplain was there. There were mental health professionals there. So what could have been, on a hot day, a really bad situation on top of another bad situation. So she said, I really, my hat's off to the Minneapolis Police Department.
Good deal.
So that story's going to be on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So you'll be able to hear her share her thoughts on that. And I sent it over to my friends at Minneapolis Police because I said, you know, here's an example where someone in the community is giving you a shout out, credit.
Yep.
For doing such an exemplary job of handling a really hard situation,
and I'm glad that that occurred, because people need to understand that a lot of these community activists and people that are doing work in the community, they're not anti-police.
No,
they are frustrated with the police brutality that oftentimes will happen. So this is a good story here, and I'm glad that you're going to talk.
As sad as it is,
because
she did get killed, and they don't have a suspect as of yet. So we'll have that story for you tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. That's Susie Jones from the WCCO Newsroom. Stay tuned for the latest from CBS News and also from our WCCO Newsroom. Appreciate the time, Susie, and the report. Coming up next, hey, going back to when I was a kid, there was this movie about a musician that I absolutely loved, which now brings me to the point of these music documentaries that are taking place. I'm all in on them. We'll discuss them next year. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jordan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.